Hello, Islamophobes. George, your host here. I just want to welcome those of you who actually have decided to join Islamophobia Watch here on Locals. If things are going well here, we will be moving out of Patreon, which obviously is a censorship platform. And in case you haven't realized it by now, in America today, we have censorship platforms and alternative, let's call them platforms. Censorship platforms and alternative platforms. And obviously, freedom of speech is something that affects mostly people who are speaking to controversial issues. I doubt the gamers are feeling it. I doubt that people that post pictures of cats and dogs are feeling it. Obviously, we have a situation here with political speech. Anything that has to do with political speech or Islam or controversial issues such as the homosexual agenda or transgender agenda and so forth and so on. And now COVID as well. COVID people are getting banned. Q people are getting banned. Everybody's getting banned these days from these censorship platforms. So locals.com aims to solve a problem. It's an attempt to solve a problem, and it's a problem with censorship. It's the problem with also with just creating a good platform that actually will be able to host content. Now, one of the reasons I chose locals.com is because, not because the technology underneath it is necessarily that promising. It's a centralized platform. It's not blockchain based. I mean, basically, let's be honest, gab.com really is the platform that has it down as far as, from a technology standpoint, guaranteeing freedom of speech and so forth and so on. Gab.com probably has the goods of all people. Nevertheless, locals.com has some things figured out, and that's the graphical user interface. It's the design. It's very nice. It's very polished. It's very smooth. And they did allow Islamophobia, an Islamophobic community, and I use that term almost like in a parody sense, because Islamophobia is a total hoax. The Islamophobia label was created by the global jihad using the left in the West. It's totally loaded with the false agenda of global jihad. It's aimed at free speech. It's an attempt to shut down free speech. So there's nothing good to say about the term itself. It's a total travesty. What happens is when the society becomes saturated with it, the way to defeat this nonsense is to embrace it, identify with it, and blow it up. Mock it completely out of existence. And that's the whole idea behind Islamophobia Watch. It's to embrace that stupid term, right? And to annihilate it, basically. How do you annihilate? Well, you embrace the Islamophobe term, right? You say to people, yeah, okay, I'm an Islamophobe. So what? What are you going to do about it? Right? And that's exactly what these people need. These jihadis are out to get us using this bogus accusation, this bogus allegation of Islamophobia. Well, we need to embrace it, and we need to mock it out of existence. That's what we need to do. We need to debunk it. We need to expose it. We need to absolutely destroy, because that is the lever. That's the leverage they have. That's the lever, the mechanism they're using to shut down people who are determined that to speak their minds and to expose Islam for what it is. Now, let's talk about freedom of speech, okay? Freedom of speech is absolutely essential to the existence of life. Without freedom of speech, you can't have normal relationships. We can't, like, I was born and raised in a communist country, okay? So let me just be very straightforward where I'm coming from. I'm coming from an actual I grew up during the Cold War on the other side of the Iron Curtain, okay? So I know what it is to live in a totalitarian society. And maybe that's really important for you to understand. I'm doing what I'm doing because I don't want to see America ever go back to that. Oh, no back, but go to that, right? And I don't want to go back to that. So for me, it's a matter of doing something to prevent that. And if we fail, then we failed, right? But I want to win. I want to expose these jihadis for what they are. I want to pull the veil on all their secret little games. And for some time now, I've had high hopes that the ex-Muslim community will be the ones who will actually get the job done. But to be honest, I think they're a little bit overrated. They're pretty confused. They come from the ex-Muslim world, and they're kind of going in circles. They can't even figure out what's going on. They have no allegiance to the Constitution. They don't really love America. They just don't want to be Muslims. And they want to be in the limbo. They want to be in no man's land, sort of like an ex-Muslim land. Okay, so now we have ex-Muslims who are actually leftists, right? And they hate the right-wingers. The left has really managed to mess up these people. So we can't really peg our hopes on the ex-Muslim community that these people will actually come out and they understand you cannot just hang in empty space. You can't just be an ex-Muslim for the rest of your life. You must be pro-liberty, right? You must be pro-America because America stands for liberty. And so to be ex-Muslim means you embrace liberty. So stop playing games, pick sides, and join the people who actually believe in the Constitution, who believe in America for what it stands. This is what we're about. We're about actually blowing up this narrative, exposing it, and using all sorts of media and memes and civil action and maybe lawsuits, litigation. We need to deal with these people. They're very serious on breaking us down. They're very serious on breaking down the system and harming us and really imposing on us Sharia law in every possible way. So this community really is about getting together, connecting with each other, and exchanging resources, and really talking about what can we do as a community to bring down global jihad, the jihadi next door. What can we do about it, right? And, you know, many great people are doing different podcasts and media, and that's all great. That's all great. We can all learn from each other and organize in different ways. So if you're plugging in, welcome, Islamophobes, to Islamophobia Watch here on Locals. Check out our website, Islamophobia.watch. Sign up for a free newsletter. And if you desire to plug in and somehow be part of the production of the podcast or video or anything else, investigation, investigative reports, whatever it is you want to contribute with, let me know. If you have original content, if you have already your blog, for example, or website, let me know so we can post it here and that sort of stuff. And now we do know that there are flakes and fruits and flakes and fruit nuts, fruits and flakes. There are all sorts of people that love to join the counter jihad movement, and they're kind of, you know, weird and all that kind of stuff. And I understand that. I understand that. I really would like to see down to earth normal people who join this movement. But you know what? Come as you are, okay? And if you get too flaky and too crazy and too insane, we'll let you know. We'll give you an opportunity to correct your course and respect others. So behave, you know, respect others. Don't come as a know-it-all. Come and bring the goods you got. If it's memes, if it's posts, if it's whatever it is, I hope that I'll be able to bring some guests on for us to cross-pollinate with other platforms and publishers. So overall, let's just have good time, and let's just let the jihadis know that we're alive and well, and we will be kicking ass. So welcome again, Islamophobes. Enjoy yourselves, and let's have some fun.